Welcome to The Light Within, a podcast for anyone seeking to rewrite their life, live in their light, and align with their soul's highest purpose. I'm Leslie Draffen. I'm a journalist and menstrual cycle coach, and I'm obsessed with all things spirituality, sexuality, wellness, empowerment, and mysticism. Join me as I interview coaches, teachers, healers, and thought leaders from all around the globe about all the ways we can feel more tuned in, turned on, and lit up AF. If you're on a journey towards self-discovery, you've come to the right place. This is The Light Within. Hello, beautiful beings. I hope you are having a beautiful day. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Light Within. Today, we're talking about two of my favorite topics, periods and crystals. Yes, I got into crystals in 2019 during my spiritual awakening, and I literally have them everywhere. Like, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 crystals in my podcast closet. I have them on my bedside table, my dresser, around my bathtub, at my desk at home, at my desk at work. I have them in my car. I wear them, and I also use them for self-pleasure. Yeah, crystal sex wands are a thing, and they are amazing. Shout out to Yoni Pleasure Palace because that's where I've gotten all of mine. And yeah, I've got discount codes for you too in the show notes. But yeah, we're not talking about sex today. We're talking about your period. So in the beginning, I used crystals mostly because they were beautiful and they made me feel happier. But there is actually a reason for that. Crystals are minerals that hold energy and they geometrically are perfect, so they can hold on to high vibrational energy and high vibes. A lot of people believe this is pseudoscience or a placebo effect, and that's okay if you're one of them. I don't really know why you clicked on this episode. Maybe you're trying to learn something new, and I applaud you for that. But if you're here because you love crystals, then you already know how badass they are. I love to work with them. I love to have them around me. And I feel like if you're listening to this, you probably are in that same boat. How do crystals really help with the menstrual cycle specifically? Well, first, they force us to slow down, listen, and embrace life a little bit more. I feel like just spending time meditating or looking at crystals always makes me feel more in the present, and it can quickly stop my anxious, racing mind. It's also why it's great to use crystals to create a moon time ritual around your bleed where you can relax, get quiet, and give yourself the space that you deserve. So which crystals do I like particularly for my period? Well, the first one is carnelian. This is a beautiful red-orange stone. It corresponds with the sacral chakra, which is right where the reproductive organs live. And so it makes carnelian perfect for regulating flow and balancing out that chakra. Now, I love to use my carnelian yoni egg from Yoni Pleasure Palace to actually call in my bleed. If it has been a longer cycle and I feel like I just need to bleed, I feel like it's coming, but it's not there yet, I'll set an intention and then insert my carnelian yoni egg into my vagina, maybe take a bath, meditate, and then let the crystal do its work. Seriously, this helps me every single time. I have called in so many bleeds because of carnelian. If my yoni doesn't want anything inserted inside of her, then I will just place it on my womb space and meditate or get in a warm bath. And I'm serious. It every single time, my period will come like a day or two later. Carnelian can really help regulate blood flow, and it also helps with cramps. It'll help boost your mood and your energy. So when I'm actually bleeding and my yoni is a no-go for using the egg, like I said, I'll just place that sphere on my lower abdomen, and I can feel the blood moving within me. It's so cool. It's hard to explain. A little trippy, yes, but if you are into working with crystals and you want to see how they influence your menstrual cycle, get carnelian. I swear, it's my favorite for all of this. Also, if you're interested in learning more about yoni eggs, let's talk. Let's DM. I would love to chat with you about them. I have learned so much from Rosie Reese and the Golden Yoni membership. Like I said, I own so many products from Yoni Pleasure Palace. You can get them for yourself. Again, go to the show notes. So, my second favorite crystal for menstruation is a no-brainer, It's Moonstone. Yeah. This is an excellent stone for improving feminine energy, connecting with the moon's phases. And after all, menstruation is derived from the Greek and Latin word menses, which is related to the moon. Moonstone is a beautiful pale stone. It can promote conception, calm energy, elevated mood, and really it just like exudes feminine energy. My third favorite crystal for my period is amethyst. I feel like that's because it's such a calming stone. For the longest time, amethyst was my favorite stone. If you have sleep problems, it is amazing to work with amethyst. Put it on your bedside table, or if you have something like a necklace, you could wear it when you sleep because it just really helps regulate your sleep and helps relieve tension and headaches. It can also reduce bloating and can help regulate your cycle. So rose quartz. Now, this is one of the favorite stones, I feel like, of everybody. It's just so beautiful. It's this beautiful pink, and there are various different tones of the pink. Some are light, some are darker. I have a beautiful darker rose quartz that I am just obsessed with. It is the ultimate stone for enhancing self-love. So prior to my period, like around ovulation, I'll often use a rose quartz yoni egg to just infuse my womb space with love and energy, pay her a little attention. And yoni eggs are also ones that I use to help boost my sex drive just because it gets the, you know, fire going. When it comes to pain relief, rose quartz also stimulates the circulatory system. It can relieve heartache, stress, and tension. And again, it's a super powerful stone for meditation as well. Now, finally, I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce this stone. We're going to call it chrysocolla. It's a new one I picked up last year, actually when I started the podcast, because it helps with focus and it can bring a tranquil atmosphere. It is super, super vibrant turquoise. I'm going to list out these stones in the show notes so that you can just Google this. You've got to see it for yourself. It is beautiful. Now, this is said to help with alleviating cramps from PMS. It can also draw out guilt, heal heartache, increase your capacity to love. And this is why I have it all around my podcast area. It improves communication. I don't know if you've ever had something called period brain where you just like cannot make words go together. It happens to me and it sucks because I'm a news anchor and I have to do words for a living. So I have it on my work desk and again in my podcast closet because of how much it helps communication. It also can open psychic visions, which is pretty interesting. And in ancient times, you know, women were celebrated and revered while they were bleeding. They were said to be these direct channels of the divine, that psychic visioning, that knowing. So I feel like having this stone in particular around during your period could just increase your chance of spiritual connection and all of those downloads. It also encourages self-awareness and inner balance. Overall, I love using crystals to further honor and explore the sacredness of my menstrual cycle. They make me feel more connected to earth, to the moon. They help me feel like I'm really honoring my natural cyclical nature. Menstruation is a sacred time, and we often need to remind ourselves about that because of all the fucked up messages that society tells us regarding our period. So I really hope that this episode inspires you to work with crystals or at least slow down and honor the sacred portal that is your womb space and your menstrual cycle. If this interests you at all and you want to talk more, please reach out to me. Let's jump on a call. I would love to meet you and chat all about your cycle. I offer free cycle check-in calls. They're usually 20 to 30 minutes and we can focus on anything. I can teach you to cycle track. We can brainstorm about some issues you may be having with your cycle. I also have a new group coaching program called Wild Feminine Rising. I am so excited about this. It opens in May, and this is for any burnt out or frustrated menstruator who is just tired of barely getting by in life, who longs to feel more tuned in, turned on, and lit up. We'll be diving into cyclical living, all the ways to connect more deeply with your feminine energy. We'll be talking about yoni and womb work, crystals, what to eat for your cycle, how to work out for your cycle, and really just what it means to be a powerful, powerful woman. Again, if you're interested, send me a DM on Instagram @LeslieDraffen or @TheLightWithin Podcast. You can also shoot me an email, at hello@lesliedraffen.com. I would love to hear from you because I feel like together we can make this period revolution happen. I just want more and more and more and more menstruators to feel empowered by their cycles and not scared or ashamed. Remember, there's no light without darkness, but there's no darkness without light. I'll see you next time.